On roads bordering fields or natural habitat, always watch for wildlife, especially at dawn and dusk. Continually look from road to roadside, checking for movement. Reduce speed in areas where deer are most likely to cross the road. If you see one deer, expect more to follow. And if a deer freezes in your headlights, turn them off and then back on again. For more tips and information about living with wildlife, call the Animal Protection Institute at 1-800-348-7387 or visit api4animals.org. Give deer a break. Drive safe.
You know, honey, I think I deserve some kind of reward.
Here, have a pickle.
Thanks. After all, I did find us the perfect house.
Have another pickle.
Thank you.
But remember, then I found out how much our house was going to cost.
Yeah, but then I found us the perfect mortgage. Got any more of these?
Sure, help yourself. But then I found out our perfect house had radon.
Ooh.
The stuff you can't see, smell, or taste. And it's radioactive. And it's the second leading cause of lung cancer. Some dream house.
Yeah.
I need two pickles.
True. But then I found a phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON. Where you can get all the information you need to test and fix a home with a radon problem.
You did.
Yeah, and then I found out we were going to have a baby. So, you know, your study, it'd be a perfect room for my mother.
Right. Now I need a phone number to fix a home with a mother-in-law problem.
Hey.
I'm in a pickle. Did you say baby?
Do we have any ice cream?
Protect your family from radon. Make your home safer. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Hi, this is Lou Reed, and you're listening to WUSB Stony Brook.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. This is how the message ran. Science fiction.
See Andrew.
picture show in the back row. To the late night double feature picture show.
Hello, everybody. It is now 4.05 p.m. This is Chris, and you're listening to White Noise on WUSB. I'm going to be playing a lot of new music today, most likely. We get a lot of music sent to us from all over the country, and I figure this would be a really good time to play some of that music so that it gets some good airtime. So if you like any songs you hear, just stay tuned. I'm going to be like reading back the playlist. But if you miss that or you don't want to wait around, you can go to www.wusb.fm and go to playlists and look for the playlist listed under White Noise, and then you can check out all the songs there. It'll also have little asterisks next to all the new songs played. So if you like what you hear, then check it out. I'll be on till 5 p.m. and then after that we're going to have Democracy Now, so keep listening.
Could you be? then he said he felt a change was coming near. And I said nothing ever changes here. And so we watched for shooting stars. We got some in the shining shower in the morning. I will never be the same.
set us free. You say it's light, but I can't see. And we forgot it all somehow, but that's how I remember.
Hello, this is Henry Rollins, and you're listening to WUSB, SUNY Stony Brook, 90.1 FM.
everybody. It is now 4:36 p.m. You're listening to White Noise on WUSB Stony Brook. I've been playing a lot of new music today. I figured, you know, we get a lot of CDs sent to us, and I figured it'd be a good idea to get some of it on air. So I'll name some of the guys we have. We started with Angelo D'Augustine. I really like them a lot. They had the song Haze. It's a really chill song, really nice. Then there's Vincent Kirchner. We've had that one for a couple months now. I play that every couple shows. I really like his music a lot. It's Dreams from a Laundromat was the song I played. After that was Nana Grizzle with Nightlights 1. We had The Octopus Project with Wrong Gong, followed by Dinner with Un-American Woman. If you like John Mouse, Dinner sounds kind of like John Mousey. I actually saw John Mouse pretty recently at MoMA PS1, or whatever that is in Queens. There was an art exhibit thing going on, and there was all this music they had near the end of the summer, or I guess it's end of summer now. It was like August 18th or something. That was before school started back up, because I'm a student here at the university. But anyway, not important. John Mouse is pretty good, very loud and pretty wild. It was like bouncing a lot on stage, so I don't know if he was on something, but it was pretty cool. After that was Sneaks with Inside Edition, another WUSB classic. I play that pretty frequently on here. We get it. It's like a nice techno-y vibe. And we had Elf Power with $10 on the Ground, followed by Teen Vice with Kiss It Goodbye. That was it for the new music. That last song I played isn't new. It came out like 2012, even though it sounds like it came out in the 80s. It was actually relatively recently. It was The Chills with Pink Frost. I really like that song a lot. So up next, I'm going to play... You know what? I'll let it speak for itself. I'll leave it to you.
no use to complain. I started off again. There's no sign of weakness in me. Do I compel you like you compel me? And nothing stays the same. And no one said it would. I would not think of such things if I could. If I could help myself, if I could.
Hello again, everybody. This will be my last time coming on the mic before I sign off. About 9 minutes, nine give or take minutes, until Democracy Now! Will be on, so keep listening for that. I'm going to list some of the songs I played. So I listed all the new songs that I was playing earlier, so I'll just start at The Chills with Pink Frost. After that was Agar Agar with Prettiest Virgin, then Madrugada with Hands Up, I Love You. Up next, I'm going to be playing a little Devendra Banhart. I'll be playing Fig and Leather. I really like Devendra Banhart a lot. He's just a really all-around cool guy. Like, I think everybody should aspire to just be Devendra Banhart, honestly. Nah, be yourself. Be yourself. Anyway, so, like I said, Democracy Now! Will be coming. Sorry, I totally blanked there for a moment. I'm so exhausted. You know, school really takes it out of you. But I love it. We're getting there. Anyway, so I'm on every, I guess, Tuesday, 4 to 5 p.m., followed by Democracy Now! Mr. X Presents was on before me. He's a cool guy. So yeah, I'm going to be signing off now. So keep listening for Democracy Now! I'm going to have probably one or two more songs. We'll see how much time we have. And then there'll be a little PSA break to let you know that we're moving over to a new program. So enjoy the rest of your week, everybody, and keep listening to WUSB Stony Brook.
Everybody gets your baby. Tell me why everybody gets your baby.
What do you-
I will give good quality conversation. I know the whole world eats with its eyes. I will take the time, cause you're a lady. 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 Small apartment, okay, side of town. Somebody in my building must be wigging out. Nine complaints in 3 weeks. The landlord's really coming down on me. He says if he gets just one more call in the middle of the night about my stereo, I'm gone. It's just a jambox, I don't play it that loud. It's hard for me to get what all the fuss is about. If I'm ever rocking out too hard, why don't you knock on my door? Isn't that what neighbors are for? I don't wanna keep you up at all. Sincerely yours, the neighbor down the hall.
If you have diabetes, take action now to reduce your risk for heart attack and stroke. Ask your doctor or healthcare provider how you can lower your blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-800-438-5383 for a free brochure.
Your hearing may not be something that you think too much about, but after exposing your ears to repeated loud decibel levels in music and noise, you may be very concerned about protecting what's left of it. Hearing loss from noise is irreversible. Once it's gone, it's gone. The good news is that it's completely preventable. To find out what you need to know to protect your hearing and still enjoy the music, contact HEAR at www.hearnet.com or call the HEAR hotline at 415-773-9590.
This is Derek Jeter of the New York Yankees. You're listening to The Place Where Unique Sounds Begin, 90.1 FM, WUSB, Stony Brook.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
No, without a house, I have nothing. I have nothing. My house is ruined. It's destroyed and over there.
From the U.S. Virgin Islands to Puerto Rico to Florida, millions of Americans remain without power following Hurricane Irma. We'll look at how Puerto Rico's economic crisis has hurt the island's recovery and at how Cuba has responded to the storm. Even though Irma was a Category 5 when it hit Cuba, the government reports just 10 people have died. We'll look at why many nations study Cuba's hurricane preparedness. According to one study, a person is 15 times as likely to be killed by a hurricane in the United States as in Cuba. And even though they were hard hit, Cuba sent over 750 doctors and health professionals throughout the Caribbean during the storm. Then to a storm of silence.
Harvey is threatening millions of Texans with catastrophic flooding.
The monumental flooding and humanitarian disaster continues.
Tonight, Houstonians are still under siege in a city still underwater.
A new study by Public Citizen looks at how much of the corporate media failed to mention climate change during its coverage of Hurricane Harvey. Then we go to Houston to look at mutual aid and rescue efforts after Harvey.
We have to go and distribute the goods, but we also have to go and distribute the care. People are still being ignored actively because they've been passed by someone, because someone has handed them a thing. They've decided that all their problems are fixed. And that's not possible under late capitalism.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. As many as 13 million people remain without power in Florida as the state begins to survey the widespread damage caused by Hurricane Irma. At least 11 people died on the mainland U.S. from the hurricane. Authorities say some parts of the Florida Keys may be inaccessible for weeks. The U.S. military is now helping evacuate some Florida Keys residents who did not leave before the storm. Jacksonville experienced its worst flooding since 1864. The storm also caused destruction when it swept across Georgia and South Carolina Monday. In Puerto Rico, hundreds of thousands of people remain without power. Authorities have warned parts of Puerto Rico could be without electricity for up to 6 months. The head of FEMA, Brock Long, announced this morning he's heading to Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands today. The death toll from the storm also rose in the Caribbean, where at least 34 people are confirmed dead. 10 in Cuba, where Irma hit the northern coast as a Category 5 storm. It was the deadliest hurricane in Cuba since 2005. We'll have more on Hurricane Irma in Puerto Rico and Cuba after headlines. In Texas, authorities say Hurricane Harvey is responsible for causing nearly a 500,000 gallons of gasoline to spill from two storage tanks, marking the largest spill so far from the devastating storm. The 460,000 gallons were released from a petroleum tank farm operated by Magellan Midstream Partners in Texas, just east of Houston. Some of the spilled gasoline contaminated a waterway alongside the Houston Ship Channel. Hurricane Harvey killed 70 people and caused widespread environmental contamination. The Center for Biological Diversity reports flooded oil refineries and chemical plants released as much as 5 million pounds of pollutants into the air during the storm. Pope Francis has spoken out forcefully against climate change denial, speaking to reporters Sunday as he flew over Caribbean islands decimated by Hurricane Irma. Pope Francis said humans must make progress in tackling climate change and called those who continue to deny its existence stupid.
We will not go backwards. We will go down. That is true. Climate change, you feel the effects. The scientists tell us clearly the road to take. All of us have a responsibility. All of us. Some small, some big, a moral responsibility to not accept it, to give one's opinion, or to make decisions. And we have to take it seriously. I think it is something we cannot joke about. Whoever denies this must go to the scientists and ask them. They speak very clearly. The scientists are precise. Man is stupid. A head that does not see.
The Pope was speaking with a Band-Aid on his eyebrow and a black eye because he hit his head on the Pope Mobile while traveling in Colombia. The United Nations Security Council has imposed a new round of sanctions on North Korea. The resolution was drafted and pushed for by the United States. It seeks to further cripple North Korea's economy by limiting North Korea's oil imports, banning its textile exports, and imposing other restrictions on the nation's economy. Ahead of Monday's Security Council vote, North Korea warned the U.S. it could face retaliation if it pushed for the harsh sanctions. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling for a new round of negotiations with North Korea, advocating for a diplomatic alternative to the rising military tensions between North Korea and the U.S. Merkel highlighted the role Germany played in brokering the landmark Iran nuclear deal and said, quote, "I could imagine such a format being used to end the North Korea conflict," unquote. The Trump administration's moving forward with its pledge to stop the closure of Guantanamo Bay Naval Prison. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has announced the position of the special envoy for closure of the Guantanamo detention facility would be eliminated. The Pentagon has proposed spending $500 million in new construction at Guantanamo. The U.S. is currently imprisoning 41 people indefinitely at Guantanamo Bay. Cuba was hard hit by Hurricane Irma. Former White House chief strategist Stephen Bannon says Trump's decision to fire FBI Director James Comey was the biggest political mistake in modern history. Bannon, now the chair of the far-right Breitbart Media, made the comments while speaking with 60 Minutes' Charlie Rose.
Someone said to me that you described the firing of James Comey, you're a student of history, as the biggest mistake in political history.
That would be probably too bombastic even for me, but maybe modern political history.
This clip didn't actually appear in the 60 Minutes piece. They posted it online Sunday night. The Wall Street Journal is reporting some of President Trump's lawyers have recommended White House senior advisor Jared Kushner should step down over concerns about his meetings with Russian officials during the campaign. Kushner is also President Trump's son-in-law. Kushner met multiple times with Russian officials and businessmen during Trump's campaign. The meetings are now part of the multiple investigations into the Trump campaign's ties to Russia. In international news in Barcelona, 1 million people poured into the streets Monday to demand independence for Catalonia. The march increases pressure on Spain ahead of an independence referendum on Catalan independence on October 1st. This is protester Eva Salacher.
We've come for another year to fight for what we believe in, for our own interests. We are people with our own identity and language. What we cannot have is the oppression we have been experiencing so far, and we want to be able to have a democratic and peaceful vote.
Dozens of unions are on strike today, with 200 demonstrations planned nationwide to protest French President Emmanuel Macron's plans to roll back labor protections by presidential decree. The strikes are disrupting key industries, including travel, with more than 100 flights canceled and trains suspended. In Brazil, authorities are investigating reports that gold miners brutally murdered 10 indigenous people last month and later bragged about dismembering their bodies. The alleged murders occurred in the Amazon's Javari Valley, Brazil's second-largest indigenous reserve. The victims were members of an uncontacted tribe. Brazilian President Michel Temer has close ties to the mining industry, and earlier this year, he issued a decree opening up a wide swath of the Amazon to mining and extraction. He's also cut funding for government agencies that work to protect indigenous groups from attacks by miners and loggers. In India, a caravan of peace activists has arrived in the capital, Delhi, as part of a month-long journey across India to highlight the rise of lynchings and violence against Muslims, Dalits, and other minority groups. Led by the activist Harsh Mander, the caravan is leading with families of the victims of hate crimes, which have risen sharply under Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Data from the group India Spend shows some anti-Muslim hate crimes have risen tenfold since Modi came to power in 2014. In Egypt, at least 18 police officers were killed in an ISIS attack on the Sinai Peninsula Monday. It was one of the deadliest attacks this year in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Back in the United States, the U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily lifted restrictions on President Trump's travel ban, meaning about 24,000 refugees may now be barred from entering the United States. Last week, an appeals court in Seattle ruled tens of thousands of refugees who had received promises of assistance from refugee resettlement organizations should be allowed to enter. But on Monday, the Supreme Court intervened to block this ruling. The Supreme Court is soon expected to issue a fuller ruling on the ban, which blocks refugees and all citizens of six majority Muslim nations from entering the United States. In New Hampshire, authorities are investigating an apparent attempted lynching in the town of Claremont. A mother says her 8-year-old biracial child had to be airlifted to the hospital after a group of white teenagers reportedly hung him from a tree. She also posted photographs on Facebook showing the injuries to the child's neck. The child's grandmother also says the white teenagers were taunting the child with racial slurs before the attack. The town of Claremont is 96% white. And in Texas, at least 8 people are dead after a man allegedly killed his estranged wife and her friends in what appears to be the deadliest incident of domestic violence in the town's history. On Sunday, 27-year-old Meredith Height was watching the Cowboys football game with a group of friends and family in the Dallas suburb of Plano when her estranged husband reportedly entered her house and opened fire, killing her and 7 other adults. The shooter was killed by police. Local news reports Height had filed for divorce in July. Height's mother said her daughter, quote, loved hosting friends and family. This was her first opportunity to do it after the divorce. And he, referring to her estranged husband, didn't take it well. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.
And I'm Juan Gonzalez. Welcome to all of our friends and all of our viewers around the country and around the world. From the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico to Florida and Georgia, millions of Americans remain without electricity as they attempt to recover from the devastating Hurricane Irma. On the island of St. John in the Virgin Islands, 80% of homes have been severely damaged. 5,000 U.S. service members are being sent to the Virgin Islands to help with relief efforts as drinking water and food begin to run out. In Puerto Rico, hundreds of thousands of people remain without power. Authorities have warned parts of Puerto Rico could be without electricity for up to 6 months. FEMA Administrator Brock Long will travel to Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands today. In Florida, meanwhile, as many as 13 million people have been left without power. Some parts of the Florida Keys may be inaccessible for weeks. The U.S. military is now helping evacuate some Florida Keys residents who did not leave before the storm. Jacksonville is recovering from its worst flooding since 1864. The destruction from Irma also stretched into Georgia and South Carolina.
Meanwhile, one of the Caribbean islands hardest hit was Cuba, where 10 people died. Irma hit Cuba's northern coast as a Category 5 storm.